Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It was on this date in 1885, the roller coaster patented by LaMarcus Adna Thompson.
Wonder if we'll see that in 1883, the series. All of a sudden, they just go up around the corner as a roller coaster.
I'm just thinking about how
their minds will be blown.
Think about how unsafe some roller coasters feel now, and how rickety the ones in 1885 must have been.
Well, I think there's one at Worlds of Fun that was built in 1885.
Yeah.
A wooden roller coaster.
I haven't been on a roller coaster in a long time. I'd be interested to go on one just to see how old I've gotten.
Well, they make new wooden ones now, and those are still better. You get jostled around a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of those things anymore. You know, I haven't been to an amusement park in a while, but.
I would go with my kids. I remember. My daughters liked them, but, you know, now they're falling off a cliff.
Well, yeah. I remember.
You're right. I'd like to see how old I've gotten.
I rode the one in a couple summers ago in Des Moines, the wooden one there.
The Outlaw.
Yeah. What's that place called?
Adventureland.
Yeah, I was there with the kids. And the kids were like teenagers then. Still are, but a little younger. And I was on that one with my daughter, and I was swearing the whole time. Oh, F. I mean, I was just laughing and dropping the F-bomb the whole time. Because I thought it was just, this is crazy. Just, what the right.
I recall the wooden one at the Worlds of Fun. Everything fell out of my pocket. Okay. Anything that was in my pocket, it fell out.
Because you probably had baggy shorts on, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Timberwolf?
Yeah.
Am I remembering correctly?
And yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah. I went and bought, I think I still have in the garage somewhere, a fanny pack for the second ride.
Of course you did.
So I wouldn't lose it again.
And that was $47 well spent.
Right. And I used it once.
Put your lollipop in there.
Yeah.
That's where that dude needs to take the next Geico commercial. He's got to take those people to an amusement park.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't be your parents at an amusement park. That'd be hilarious. Yeah. Those things are so well written.
We've got to go. I hate lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
like
my
a
thing.
Guaranteed.
Right.
You're spending half of your day at least in a line.
Yeah. So it's $400 to get us in, and then we get to spend most of the day standing in lines in the sun? Yeah. Great!
Yeah, but that's why it's a cool teenage thing.
Let's go!
I love amusement parks when I was younger. Hershey Park was right there. We went all the time as kids. Just a bunch of teenagers hanging out. It was fun.
Do they sell beer at those places?
They do now.
Yeah.
A lot of places do now.
And if you have the right amount of cash, can you rent that place for a couple hours for yourself?
Not that place. Not Hershey.
Yeah, that's if you're like Shaq.
Maybe if you're like a...
If you had six figures.
Oh, more than that.
Really?
They earn millions. Those major parks that?
I guess so.
I mean, it's not Disney, but that's a pretty major park.
Hershey's
like Six Flags. They're big parks.
Your better bet is just to go on a weekday.
Yeah.
You know, like I remember we went to Kansas City right after our wedding, just for like a weekend. We went on like a Monday.
Yeah,
and from
that's the key.
2 to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, we rode everything in the park with no lines anywhere.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see the roller coaster showing up in 1883. Yeah. They probably weren't building them out there yet. You know.
Well, they're talking about it.
Yeah.
Because they're just a couple of
years
out.
They come around the corners, all these Indians on a roller coaster.
Whee!
Well, I'm sure the concept starts with a covered wagon going down a steep hill. And the kids are going,
Wah! Oh, 1883 is such a good show if you haven't started watching that yet.
Did you compare it to Deadwood?
No, I didn't watch Deadwood.
No laughs?
It's heavy.
No
it's
laughs
heavy,
at
but
all.
It's not a Deadwood situation. No, there's not a town at all. They're just marching through the prairies.
The tone is similar to that. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, life was hard and things sucked and people died and
a million ways to die in the West. Yeah,
yeah. If you want the funny spin, go with that.
Yeah,
this is the more realistic.
Right. I don't know what this story's about, Craig. Eventually, we'll get into it somewhere down the road. But this is one of the situations where we need to get high because just the headline freaked me out. Death might not be real. According to quantum physics, it might be an illusion. Now, just the headline made my head explode.
Yeah. Is that good news?
I don't know. You know, the only good news is, does that mean the people that aren't here anymore are living in another universe somewhere else?
Or are they still alive?
I'm not talking about heaven. I'm talking about real. I'm talking about science, heaven. You know, because
like a parallel universe.
Now, I didn't read a story because I'm thinking it's way over my head anyway.
Yeah, well, just the headline is.
Right, right. Yeah, the headline was
certainly the story is going to be. Yeah.
But it said quantum physics, which is obviously the study of some sort of science. It might be theoretical quantum physics, but it, you know, but death is an illusion.
Well, yeah, for people that have been lost, that's helpful. But for it just seems like a lot of work to be alive forever.
You're right. Especially if the other universe, you're still going to go back and start over again.
Yeah.
I got no money over here. I got a job.
Back in school.
I don't even know. You're here. That's right. I forgot.
Too many hours in the life.
Yeah. You're right. Back in school.
So they mentioned reincarnation?
I didn't. It was on a Facebook feed and I clicked off of it. So I'm not sure where it's at now.
Because I don't know if reincarnation is in the field of science.
No, it's not reincarnation. This is not religious based at all. It was science based, from what I could tell from the headline. Quantum physics says death might be an illusion. Yeah. It's not real.
Well, in heaven, like the whole thing. If it's all eternal. Do you remember like being a kid and being at like an older relative's house?
Yes.
And it was just boring.
Yes.
And it felt like an eternity before. Like, if you go to visit that relative in heaven, like, how do you get out? How do you be like, man, I really got to go? Like, you have literally all time is endless.
Right. Yeah. And you don't want that.
Yeah.
No. Nobody wants
that. We're way too not stoned for this kind of conversation.
No, you're right.
I agree.
Right. I agree.
I found an article that says something about it, but there are a lot of big words, and my head hurts now.
All right. We'll never know. We will.
No, we won't.
I mean, Valerie Bertinelli, who I love to death, by the way, was Betty White's hanging out with Alan Ludden and her dogs. I'm thinking, okay, well, we were not going to argue with her there because I wanted to talk to her. But
she's greeted by all her old hamsters and stuff.
All hamsters go to heaven. Puss told me that years ago. Here's that T-shirt. All hamsters go to heaven. That'd be a great T-shirt.
That's not where they go first.
Yeah, they don't have to suffer as much here.
Colon, heaven. That's where they're going.
In your butt, then heaven. Yeah.
Except for that lady that got trampled by the cows earlier.
Exactly.
She doesn't have a colon.
No, she doesn't.
Again, listen to the whole show. Right.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Quick story out of Albertville, Minnesota. A semi-trailer truck carrying hundreds of pounds of potatoes overturned on the interstate, blocking both eastbound lanes.
That's where you and I met your dad once, right?
No, that's Albert Lee.
Oh, okay.
Not sure where Albertville is.
County Road 19.
Oh, I know where it's at, yeah.
Exits 202, 201.
Oh, yeah, you take Allen. Go to Allentown from there, yeah.
And a spokesman for the Regional Traffic Management Center said, the potatoes are freezing to the pavement. We're going to have to get some equipment out there.
Man. No, that's northwest of the cities.
Okay. So hey, free good. Potatoes, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drive down the road.
You can pry them off the road.
Right. Free potatoes.
They got a little freezer burn on them.
Yeah.
You had to rip the skin off. That's the best part.
Ripping the skin off your potatoes?
Yeah.
It's impossible to convince a kid that with a baked potato.
I know, it is. It is. No, my dad told me that years ago. And actually, it's not the best part, but it's I eat it.
Yeah, it tastes good.
On a baked potato, I'll eat it. That's still not the best part. The best part is still the potato.
Oh, no, you got to leave the skin on in every instance. Even if you're mashing them.
Yeah, I like mashed potatoes with skin on the top.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Anytime I see somebody getting ready to make mashed potatoes and they're peeling the potatoes, like, oh, yeah, why?
I want to get mad.
That's just a waste of your time.
I do get mad. Why are you doing that? I want to eat that.
Yeah. Well, it's like I say, you're wasting a lot of time peeling potatoes. Who cares?
Fries with the skin on them are good.
Oh, the best.
Oh, yeah. I guess we're getting back to the end of the show. We're all hungry now.
Yeah, because there's a bad fry.
Well, there are fries. Some are better than others.
Yeah, but there's no bad fries.
They're good and great.
Yeah.
Tap House, Omaha Tap House. Yeah. Skin on.
Yeah.
Five Guys. Skin mm-hmm. on. Yeah.
Those fries that are like the big, like the wide ones, the wide flat ones, those kind of suck.
Like the steak fries?
Steak fries?
I like steak fries.
I think a lot of times they're like undercooked.
Yeah, they are.
You're right.
Yeah.
Especially if you bake them.
Yeah.
If you're baking them, yeah, most people.
We're selling some fries right here, folks.
At least most people in my house.
People are thinking about lunch.
Don't bake the fries long enough.
They're thinking about lunch at their jobs right now. We're going to sell some fries here. I can
waffle fries are good for the delivery of the condiment, the dipping sauce, because there's a lot of surface area there.
Yeah.
Because fries should be dipped in ketchup, no matter what some idiots will tell you.
Oh, yeah, definitely dip them.
No, don't.
They
stay away.
You got to dip them.
Stay away from that. A good French fry shouldn't require any condiment. It should stand on its own.
It enhances the taste, though.
No, it doesn't. It detracts from it.
No.
It masks it.
No.
I used some ketchup for some tater tots yesterday.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, the ketchup tasted weird, though. I'm like, this is tangy, but I was already like sitting down and eating. I'm like, I'm not going to look at the bottle. It's not that much ketchup. I'm sure I'm fine.
These are the issues that divide us on the show.
Yeah.
Well, when we're right and you're wrong, yeah.
It still shouldn't be a division. Long what were thought to be scepters uncovered at a burial mound in the northern Caucasus in Russia could actually be the oldest drinking straws. Discovered in the summer of 1897 by an archaeologist. Somebody else say that word.
Archaeologist?
The straws are believed to have been used for communal beer chugging during feasts to honor the dead. The 5,000-year-old straws are just over 3.5 feet long.
By the way, that's a great
invention.
And
the vessels they sipped from were so large, seven could gulp down 7 pints of beer each.
So you're all gathered around the vessel.
You all gather around the vessel with your very long straw.
Like a mall.
And it's part of part of the deal.
This is an old school fishbowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
This is the original fishbowl.
Yeah, it is. And they say these straws are about 1,000 years older than other straws that they have found.
What was it made of? Bamboo or something?
Metal, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really? Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's very cool.
They forged them, huh?
Yeah, there's very cool art on them.
Mm-hmm.
Were they like swirly
straws?
These
are for rich people. Yeah. Only rich people would have these things. They found them, you know, in a burial thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, were they fun? Were they bendable?
They were not. The metal straws were not bendable.
Ah,
much like the metal straws of today.
Progress hasn't helped yet, right? No.
If you were rich, you got buried with your straw?
Yeah, you got buried with all your stuff. Well, this guy got buried with several of them.
Oh,
because he had some to share.
And the rich kids, they had the spiral one.
One might say he had a
plethora
of straws.
Yeah. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.